Hey there, welcome to the program. It's Monday. Are you ready to get started? Today, we enter into day 16 of our 33-day preparation for total consecration to Jesus through Mary. By now, you probably figured out who I am. I'm Gary Zimak, and it's my pleasure this year to lead total consecration for the sixth year in a row. And I want to say, first of all, what I wanted to let you know that today's program, it's getting uploaded sometime around 7 p.m. in the evening. It's a little bit later than I've been doing it, and it's kind of funny the reason. And I apologize if this has messed you up in any way. The reason that it's going up so late is because I'm home now, and I'm for a while there, what I was doing when I was traveling, and I was involved last week with a radiothon on Holy Spirit Radio, the local radio, Catholic radio affiliate. What I was doing is pre-recording most of the shows, and when I did that, I was able to upload them very early in the day. And normally when I do my shows, as I've done for the past over 5 years on Blog Talk Radio, the show usually gets loaded up sometime in the evening. And that's what I'm doing today because that's the rhythm that I've fallen into. Now, unfortunately, what this may do is, and I have no control over how iTunes, when they pick up the program and when they make it available, this may push this show over into the next day with iTunes. Again, it's happened in the past. I'm not really 100% sure, but what I would recommend is that if you really need to listen to the program, and I'm going to try to get to it a little bit earlier if at all possible, but I can't really guarantee it. I can't really guarantee with my schedule over the next few weeks if I can do this, if I can really upload the show earlier. But if you really need it, check blogtalkradio.com and look for the Gary Zimak Show, or go to my website, followingthetruth.com, and listen from the radio page. Scroll down on the radio page, you'll see a Blog Talk Radio player, and you'll get the program as soon as it airs. That's the best way to get access to it immediately. Again, I'm going to try to work out the schedule, do what I can, but I wanted to let you know that in case you were interested. I wish iTunes was, it was automatically sent over to iTunes instantly, but it doesn't work that way. Tuned in radio is a little bit better, but it's still going to be delayed. That, you know, that's what I'm dealing with, and I appreciate your understanding for that. So today is day 16, very close to halfway done. We've got 33 days, we're day 16, so we're just about halfway there. The 34th day, of course, is October the 7th. That's the day when we make our total consecration to Jesus through Mary. We are into the week devoted to looking at ourselves, to examining ourselves, and it's tough. Tonight, it's going to be equally tough. I'll be honest. It's a hard message. Not easy to look at yourself. And over the past several days, this was troubling me because I was looking at myself and thinking that some things were happening in my life, and I was thinking that, man, Gary, you are not a nice person. And then I realized, and I'm not saying that I am a nice person. I mean, it's good that I realize how short I fall sometimes of God's plan for my life. And then I realized I'm in the midst of this week devoted to looking at myself, to looking at how many times I commit sin, how hard it is for me to be nice to people, to certain people sometimes. And then I felt a little bit better because I realized, well, at least this is the week devoted to really taking a close look at myself. And I believe the Holy Spirit is guiding us all, and you might feel the same thing. During this week, you might start to think, wow, what am I doing? I am not doing a good job. And that's one of the reasons that we're going through this exercise, because we want to know that. We want to know that we need some additional help. And that's what looking at yourself with the help of the Holy Spirit will do. And that's what we're certainly doing. That will continue today. But as a word of encouragement, I don't want you to get down on yourself when you start to feel this way. That's why you're making total consecration. You're recognizing that the way things are right now, you need to get better. There needs to be something else done. Let's face it, technically speaking, and I believe we've addressed this in one of our total consecration preparations or in the past, or maybe it was in our spiritual exercises that we did for one Lenten radio retreat. But technically speaking, in order to get to heaven, all you have to do is not commit any mortal sins for all of your life. I mean, that's a really minimalist way to look at it. It's not a really good way to look at it, honestly, because the process of being purified in purgatory is not fun. Imagine that. You can't do anything to help yourself. You just have to let the process run its course. And you know what it's like when that happens in your life now, when you can't do anything about your situation and you're stuck and not happy. Well, that's what purgatory is going to be like. So that's one thing. Therefore, if I've got the chance in this life to do things to help myself get to heaven faster and to become holier, it only makes sense that I do them. Right now is the time that we have to do that. Right now is the chance that I have to consciously strive to be a better person, to turn away from sin, to seek the Lord's help, and to fight against my inclination to be a sinner, to go for the pleasure, even when it offends God at times. So now's the chance that I can do that. Once I die, that time is over. That window has disappeared. And yes, the church teaches that if you make it to purgatory, that you will get to heaven one day. But let's face it, we don't like to wait, do we? I mean, we don't like to wait when it comes to asking God for things. We don't like to wait in line. We don't like to wait in traffic. We just don't like to wait. Why? Because it's a pain. It's not fun. Let's not look at purgatory and think, well, if I make it there, that's good. I'm going to be happy. You're not going to be happy there. Let's get that right out on the table. You're not going to be happy there. So let's do something now. And therefore, what do? We look at ourselves. We examine ourselves next week, or actually this week, beginning on Friday. We look at the life of the Blessed Mother. The following Friday, we look at the life of Jesus for a week. We're doing that because we don't want to be satisfied. We want to break out of this rut. We need the help. And all of these weeks are designed to help us get ready to make that decision on October the 7th to say, yes, I consecrate my life to Jesus through Mary. I absolutely want to do it. Yes. Why? Because we need the help. Now, that's one reason. That's one reason that we want to move forward. We want to be inspired to break free from this inclination to sin, to break free from our selfishness. And we're going to talk more about that today. But the other reason is, let's look at this. Let's look at our relationship with God. Do you love God? Most of us are going to say, yeah. I'm sure all of us would say, yeah. Well, if you love somebody, imagine offending that person that you love by your actions. Don't you want to do so? Doesn't that bother you? And it really should. It bothers me. It bothers me that I'm such a weak person, that I'm complacent and satisfied committing sins against the one who loves me the most and whom I profess to love the most. That's the Lord. Why is it okay to keep offending him? You know, so we can look at this from a selfish point of view. And honestly, that's what it is to say, well, I want to live with him in heaven and I don't want to experience any difficulty in purgatory. Well, yeah, that's a little bit of a selfish motive. It's a motive nonetheless. It's a start. But ultimately, do I love him enough? Do I love the Lord Jesus enough to say, Lord, I need to do anything possible to avoid sinning against you? Let me know. Help me, please. I don't want to sin against you. And I think if we meditate, part of this process involves meditation. You do your 30 minutes with me. That's good. But you need to spend a little bit more time thinking about the Lord, how much he loves you. Think about Jesus dying on the cross. I mean, that's very important to do, because if you really let that scene play out in your mind, and again, you're going to need time for this. You can't just look at your crucifix on the wall and say, oh yeah, Lord, thank you. No. Picture the pain. Picture the agony, both mental and physical. That was for you. Every time you sin, essentially, you spit in his face. And look, I'm guilty. I am really guilty. I'm feeling this tonight as I'm speaking this. By the way, this was not rehearsed. I did not plan to say this. But I'm going to believe that the Holy Spirit's leading me tonight, because we need to hear this. You know what I always tell you? I like to give it to you straight. It's not going to be overly gloomy and doomy. I'm not trying to freak you out, but I'm trying to give it to you straight. We need to look at our lives. And we need to acknowledge the fact that, yeah, I could do better. And if I say I love you, Lord, man, I got to start acting like it. And it all starts by meditating, by thinking. Don't let that word scare you, because a lot of times people think that meditation is this big, complex way of praying. No, it's thinking about something. That's all it means. It all starts with thinking about the fact that the Lord loves me unconditionally. If I'm not thinking about that frequently, I'm going to miss out on so much when it comes to my relationship with Him. Because the more I think about it, the more I speak to Him, the more I read about Him in the Gospels and throughout the entire Bible, in fact, to read His message to us, then I'm never going to fully understand the depth of His love. I'm never going to fully understand it anyway, but I can get closer. And that's what I want to do. So, excuse me while I take a sip of my coffee. I tried to do that subtly, but it wasn't very subtle. So let's continue to think about as we look at ourselves. And remember, Gary@followingthetruth.com is my email address. I apologize. I'm a little delayed in getting back to you with the emails. I will address your emails, the comments you've left on my blog about total consecration. I am aware of it, and I'm going to try to get back to you. I also want to acknowledge your donations. This is a big part of my fundraising work, this total consecration. As you probably know, I'm a full-time Catholic evangelist, and I make the bulk of my income through speaking engagements. I make a little bit through books, and I depend also on your donations to support my family. And when I go through this total consecration, you'll hear me say, if you like my work, if you'd like to see it continue, please donate. It's not something that's easy for me to say, but your response indicates that you understand, and if you would like to see my work continue, and you've gotten something out of this total consecration. And, you know, my plan is I'm going to do this for as long as I can. I'll keep doing this because I believe in this message of total consecration. If you like my work and you would like to financially contribute to help me go forward, and I believe me, I really could use it, visit followingthetruth.com and click on the donate tab. And I also like to remind you, if you're someone who buys anything from Amazon, please use the Amazon image on my website, followingthetruth.com, instead of going directly into amazon.com. Just click on that image. You're going to get your regular prices. Nothing will change except the fact that you came from my website flags everything you buy as being eligible for a little bit of a commission for me. And I don't get to see anything that you purchase, so it's not like I'm snooping in your business, because I would be concerned about that if I was you. Well, I don't want them to see everything I buy. Nope, don't see it. Don't see anything. Don't even see who you are. I just see the totals, and that helps me. And also, as we're heading into the fall season, if you're a coffee lover, please consider purchasing some Mystic Monk coffee on my website. Again, there's a Mystic Monk image there. Just click on that, and you're supporting not only the fine monks out in Cody, Wyoming, who produce this great coffee, you're supporting me as well and my work. So you can do all that by following the truth.com. I also got a question. Gary, can you tell us about how many people are going through this total consecration so we can get an idea and so we can pray for one another? Great question. And the answer is, I don't know specifically. I didn't ask anybody to sign up this year. I've done that in the past, but it gets a little tricky. I wanted to make it as easy as possible for you this year, so I didn't do that. My guess is, looking at the number of listeners each night, we have somewhere close to 500 people. So that gives you a rough ballpark idea. But here's the deal. No matter how many it is, let's continue to pray for one another. This total consecration preparation is a big thing, because I guarantee you, after having done this for 5 years on the air, bringing close to 4,000 people, or I've lost track of how many thousands actually through this, I know there is at least one person out there now saying, I don't think I should go through with this. So we need to pray that that person goes through with it. And if you are that person, email me at Gary@followingthetruth.com. That is totally understandable. It happens all the time. Okay? So don't panic. It's okay. Gary@followingthetruth.com. And let's pray for one another. All right, let's begin with our opening prayers. This is where we ask the Holy Spirit to help us. And just keep that in mind. Listen to some of these words. These words are incredibly important, because we're saying, Holy Spirit, guide us through this process. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful, and enkindle in them the fire of your love. Lord, send forth your Spirit, and you will renew the face of the earth. O God, who instructs the hearts of your faithful with the light of your Holy Spirit. Make us responsive to his inspirations so that we may be truly wise and ever rejoice in his consolations. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Our Lady Queen of Peace, pray for us. Good Saint Joseph, pray for us. Saint Louis de Montfort, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. All right, we're all set, ready to go. Thanks again for tuning in. I'm Gary Zimek, and we are in the midst, just about in the middle, the halfway point of preparing for total consecration to Jesus through Mary. We're going to keep this going every day. We'll go right through the weekends until we hit October the 7th. And then stand by for more. We'll generally take a couple days to sum up what was going on and, furthermore, how you live your total consecration. Okay, let's see what we're going to do first. Here's what I want to do. I have some things I want to read, but I thought a good starting point today, because these readings really touched me, in this week devoted to acknowledging that we are not doing so great of a job in living out our baptismal promises, the week devoted to looking at ourselves, I thought that I would look at the daily Mass readings today, because there are a couple of powerful messages that I want to look at. The first reading is from the book of Proverbs. It begins in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 27. And here's what it is. I'm not going to read the whole reading, but I want you to hear one thing. Book of Proverbs chapter 3, verse 27. Refuse no one the good on which he has a claim when it's in your power to do it for him. Say not to your neighbor, go and come again. Tomorrow I will give, when you can give at once. And I'd like to redirect that and ask you this. This implies that we need to have a sense of urgency when it comes to stepping away from sin, when it comes to showing the Lord how much we love him, when it comes to putting our money where our mouth is. Go and come again. Tomorrow I will give. That's not acceptable. Do it when you can give at once. When you can give at once, don't say, I will do it tomorrow. When you can give your best shot to the Lord, don't say, one of these days, I'm going to be less of a sinner. I'm going to grow closer to you, Lord, when I have more time. When I retire, I'll have the time to be able to work on my relationship with you. Listen, you have no guarantee that you will ever live to retirement. Again, here he goes again. Gary's getting depressing, but really it's not. What this is you got to make the best use of today. Today is all you have. Right now, if you're here, if you're listening to the sound of my voice, make this day count, because that's what we're called to do. None of us are guaranteed tomorrow. If you put it off, that's dangerous. You're really gambling with your salvation. All right. Again, I want you to be fired up. I want you to take this seriously. And then the gospel today comes from Luke chapter 8, verses 16 through 18. Jesus said to the crowd, "No one who lights a lamp conceals it with a vessel or sets it under a bed. Rather, he places it on a lampstand so that those who enter may see the light. For there is nothing hidden that will not become visible, and nothing secret that will not be known and come to light. Take care, then, how you hear. To anyone who has, more will be given, and from the one who has not, even what he seems to have will be taken away." If that sounds familiar, it's because we talked about it over the weekend. On Saturday's show, we talked about the fact that we are Catholic, that we have been blessed, and we care enough. We'll take it a step further. Not only are we Catholic and we have the availability of the sacraments and all the grace and the richness of the Catholic Church, you are blessed with the fact that you care enough about your relationship with God that you're tuning into this program. Not everybody's going to do that. So therefore, you are held to a higher standard. When you couple that with the message from the first reading, don't put it off till tomorrow. And you know what, Mr. and Mrs. Catholic? You know some things that the average Joe on the street doesn't know. You're going to be held to a higher standard. Now, that's not bad. I'll tell you why it's not bad. Number one, you've got a chance. You are still alive. You can do something about it today. That's one thing. And number two, somebody out there needs you to be that light shining in the darkness. You don't want to let your light be hidden, because you have to be the image of Christ to somebody else. Therefore, what does that mean? If you look at yourself over the next, we have what, 3 more days to continue looking at ourselves, and you're not reflecting Christ's light, okay, all the more reason to take this total consecration seriously. You see what I'm getting at here? We need to look at ourselves and evaluate, am I being a light in the darkness? How many times today do people see Christ when they looked at me? If you're like me, you're going to get a little uncomfortable at that. Good. That's my job. My job isn't to make you feel good about yourself. I'm sorry. I would love to just tell you a bunch of fluff. That would be so much easier for me. But that doesn't do me any good. It doesn't do you any good. We need to get better. That's what total consecration is all about. We need to be challenged. We need to be stretched, because the Lord expects us to be saints. And the way we're going to do that is we're going to give Mary the permission on October the 7th, when we make or renew our total consecration, the permission to turn us into saints. She's waiting for us to say, yep, Mary, I need it. I really, really need your help. That's what we're doing on October the 7th. So this is all part of the process. It's all part of the process as we move forward. Now, the meditation for today, isn't this fun? Remember I told you this week's going to be tough? It is, right? But look at the plus side. What if you never went through this? What if you lived your life never thinking about the fact that, you know what, maybe I'm not as good as I think I am? Then one day you're going to face the Lord in judgment, and he'll say, man, Gary, why did you do this? Why did you mess up so many times? Why did you hurt me? You know, you really hurt me like this. You know how you're going to feel? Look, I'm not trying to lay a guilt trip on you, but what I'm trying to do is say that now you've got the ability to turn things around. And you're not expected to do this by yourself. Your job right now is to participate in this total consecration preparation and then to consecrate your life to Jesus through Mary. That's your main job over the next several days. I can handle that. Can you? We're going to get help. Let's just continue going forward with this consecration. Today's meditation comes from the book Consecration to Jesus Through Mary, following the plan of St. Louis de Montfort, published by myconsecration.org. Myconsecration.org, they do a great job promoting total consecration. The meditation is A Sinful Humanity. Listen to this. If a doctor knew nothing about germs, he would make many mistakes and his patients would get very sick. Modern man knows nothing about sin. He lives as if sin does not exist, and he has gotten very sick. Self-knowledge removes this moral blindness because the person sees the presence and the power of sin. People wonder why things go wrong. What happened to that marriage? What happened to that family? Sin is always present, causing everything to go wrong. However, people do not realize that sin is destroying what they had built. Sin is like a tax, always taking its toll. Through awareness, we stop paying that tax. Awareness. See, that's what we're doing. We're becoming aware of the fact that we're sinners. You know, it's very easy to say everybody else is a sinner. We look at people, oh man, look at that guy. I can't believe he does those things. What a sinner. But you're a sinner too, and so am I. I can't control that other person's actions, no matter how bad their sins seem. But with the Lord's help and my determination, I can control my own actions. And that's where it needs to start. It needs to start with us. Let's use another word. If we call sin selfishness, the picture gets clearer. Inside every person is a gigantic power and a great capacity for selfishness. Jesus said a person must lose this sinful self in order to gain life. When I'm selfish, people don't love me. However, when I love others, I become lovable. Selfishness builds a wall and people keep their distance. Making sacrifices takes down these walls and people come closer. Sin does not exist only in actions, but in the way I think, act, and speak. Sin dwells in my desires and in my heart due to my inner sinfulness. I build a world that is crooked, twisted, and distorted. I get locked inside my own selfishness. True devotion forms us quite differently. St. Louis de Montfort said, "Whoever allows himself to be molded by Mary will acquire every feature of Jesus Christ with little effort." Remember that every sinful act that we commit starts in our minds, starts with thoughts. We need to attack those thoughts. I'm going to read that quote again from St. Louis de Montfort. Whoever allows himself to be molded by Mary will acquire every feature of Jesus Christ with little effort. And that includes being able to think like Jesus. Remember, you have the Holy Spirit dwelling within you. That's the same Spirit that dwelled in Jesus and motivated him to do what he did. You've got that Spirit. The problem that we face is that we ignore the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. We do this total consecration so that Mary can not only bring us closer to Jesus, but help get us in touch with her spouse, the Holy Spirit, who lives inside of us. Some people say, back to the book, Jesus loves me just as I am. He certainly does. However, he loves you too much to let you stay the way you are. Jesus dreams of a different you, and Mary will bring it about. For years, St. Augustine was a great sinner. However, the preaching of St. Ambrose, Archbishop of Milan, attracted him greatly. But there was always his sins. He kept putting off the day of conversion. Boy, how appropriate is this? Remember that first reading? And I didn't plan this. I just decided to do the Mass readings before we started tonight. How appropriate is this? I'll do it tomorrow, right? That's what we always say. I'll become good tomorrow. When I have more time, I'll work on my relationship with the Lord. St. Augustine kept putting off the day of conversion. He writes, I kept saying tomorrow and tomorrow and tomorrow. Do not fall into the same trap. As St. Paul writes, today is the day of your salvation. Wow. Today's the day. Let's do it one day at a time. Let's continue marching toward our day of consecration and understand that without the help of the Blessed Mother, something has to change in your life, right? Without that help of the Blessed Mother, you're not going to be as good as you need to be. We're all going to have some level of sin in our life. We're none of us are going to be perfect in this world, but we need to get as perfect as we can get. And if we're being offered this help of the Blessed Mother, why in the world wouldn't we take her up on it? So today, what I really want you to think about is the fact that you need to make that decision that today, now, is the time to get better. I'm going to break with the past. I've done enough bad things. I need to start changing with the help of Mary, remember, who's going to put you in touch with the Holy Spirit and Jesus and God the Father. You're not doing this by yourself. You're going to start changing and moving away from sin and living up to your baptismal promise to follow the Lord and not the devil. Let's close with our ending prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. O Jesus, living in Mary, come and live in your servant, in the spirit of your holiness, in the fullness of your gifts, in the perfection of your ways, in the truth of your virtues, in the communion of your mysteries. Subdue within me the power of flesh and demon by your Holy Spirit, for the glory of God the Father. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Oh, there you go. That's your segment today. So today we have just completed day 16. Tomorrow, Wednesday, and Thursday, we'll spend the final 3 days of the segment devoted to looking at ourselves. And then Friday, the 23rd of September, we'll spend a week looking at the life of the Blessed Mother. And then the following Friday, September the 30th, we'll spend a week looking at the life of Jesus Christ. Friday, the 7th of October, we'll consecrate our lives to Jesus through Mary. And I do want to let you know that it's recommended you do this in church at Mass. We will do it here on the show on the 7th. But what I will do is, if you're on my mailing list, and I'll put it on my website too, I will put the consecration prayer. So you can print it off, and I'm going to send that out to my mailing list. Make sure you get on my mailing list. You can do that by going to followingthetruth.com and signing up for my newsletter. It's on the right-hand side. Very easy to do. Just submit your email address. So you'll have that prayer. Okay? I got to run. I hope to see you tomorrow. Let me know if I can do anything for you. You know what? It is an awesome privilege to be with you. God bless you. Talk to you next time.